It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Bush administration's senior diplomat on the North Korean nuclear issue is in Beijing today. It's Christopher Hill's latest visit to the Chinese capital. The trip follows the UN Security Council's decision to delay voting on a Japanese-sponsored resolution calling for sanctions against Pyongyang. As the world struggles to form a response to North Korea's behavior, the man at the center of the crisis has remained silent. The country's leader, Kim Jong-il, is characterized as a paranoid madman who thrives on provoking global crises. So just how irrational is his behavior, or is there some method behind the madness? On a recent trip to Seoul, NPR's Louisa Lims asked the experts.
This is the sound of an enigma. He's the leader the rest of the world loves to mock, but who inspires absolute fear at home. Kim Jong-il has become famous for his bouffant hairstyle, his built-up shoes, and his love of Daffy Duck cartoons. The North Korean leader is sometimes caricatured as a cognac-swilling gourmet, the one fat man in a country where hundreds of thousands, if not millions, have died from famine. His paranoia is legendary, but George Bush has said he loathes Kim Jong-il on a visceral level. So those fears that someone is out to get him could be well-founded.
I'm not so sure whether Kim Jong-il is mad and extremely irrational, but he is absolute dictator.
Jun Yong-sun is a former South Korean ambassador to the United Nations. He says Kim's unpredictable brinksmanship isn't so much a reflection of his personality, it's a characteristic inherited from his father, the country's former leader, Kim Il-sung.
I think this type of diplomacy is not confined to Kim Jong-il himself, because in the history of 60 years of North Korea's regime, they have been using the same tactic.
And some argue that these latest missile launches are a carefully calculated salvo to gain attention and bring Washington to the negotiating table.
From the outside, it looks like the actions of a mad person. But it's not a paranoid action. If anything, it is the action of a leader of a country that wants to get taken seriously.
Michael Breen is the author of a book about Kim Jong-il. He sees the leader as a shrewd political operator who's managed to stay in power despite North Korea's massive problems.
It is using its one strong point. The one point where it's internationally competitive is in its ability to militarily cause trouble. That's what he's doing. He's playing his only strong card, which is the ability to scare us.
Probably the biggest unknown is the domestic political calculation involved in launching these missiles. It could be an attempt to play to the country's powerful military to win its support. And to the people who live in the Hermit Kingdom, Kim Jong-il's defiance of world opinion might look like courage. But it could also be driven by desperation, as a U.S. clampdown cuts off the regime's finances. Peter Beck from the International Crisis Group says Kim may need to strengthen his support base at home.
I think there are growing signs in recent months of regime strain, whether it's getting tougher with the few hands that have been still trying to feed them with the World Food Program and NGOs and kicking some of them out and making life more difficult for them. And so that leads me to speculate that maybe things are difficult for the regime right now and that they need more enemies than friends right now to rally people around them.
North Korea's long been famed for its mass rallies, astonishing displays of synchronized movement by up to 100,000 people at a time. And this love of spectacle and political theater might offer a window into the North Korean leader's personality.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Gone with the Wind is reportedly the favorite movie of this film buff. He's such a film buff that in 1978, Kim Jong-il even ordered the kidnap of South Korean director Shin Sang-ok and his girlfriend, actress Choi Eun-hee. They were kept in the North for 8 years. Author Michael Breen says this episode shows just how distorted Kim's values had become.
When the actress was kidnapped, and when the boat came in, he was there to say welcome to North Korea. This guy's not really aware of how he's violated somebody's rights. To me, that's not madness. That's because his ethical system is subordinate to a loyalty to their regime.
Ultimately, Kim Jong-il's actions have one aim, to ensure the survival of his regime and his country. It's a gamble of the highest stakes, may be weakened by the failure of the long-range missile this past week. And with threats to launch yet more missiles, and perhaps now something more to prove, this dangerous game may not yet be over. Louisa Lim, NPR News.